Triple M Rocks Saturday Arvo Footy. Triple M Rocks the Footy. For Harvey Norman Home Appliances.
Great pleasure now that we welcome to the show the CEO of the NRL, Andrew Abdo. G'day, welcome.
Hey, Tony. Hey, everyone.
Very nice to have you here. You must be happy sitting here on a Saturday afternoon after what you have seen play out before you over the past couple of days with the footy back.
Yes, I've been like a kid the last couple of days, a mixture of butterflies from nerves, anxiety and excitement. And, you know, so far so good. Been some great footy and it's pretty fast and you know, all things look good for the rest of the weekend.
And you, of course, have been in your career, you've been a numbers man in the past. With the numbers in terms of eyeballs have been good so far?
They've been great. We're up about 30% across both Nine and Fox. So the ratings and the views have piled in, which is fantastic. And of course, there's this opportunity where we can acquire some new fans too that don't, you know, typically watch rugby league, not just here in Australia, but globally as well. So that's really what's been driving us, the fans. We were really pleased with the fact of how many people are engaged with the games so far.
And Andrew, you've obviously been able to nail that broadcast deal with Fox. How are we going with Channel 9 at the moment?
Yeah, we were really pleased to be able to reconfirm our partnership with 9 and Fox for the remaining term. So we're all systems go until 2022 with both partners. It's great that Fox have extended with us, and I will continue to talk to Channel 9 about what the future looks like.
Andrew, Brian Fletcher here.
Hey,
I don't want to bring a downer on this, but we're just talking about Bronson Cherry earlier.
Yeah.
Have you had any communication with Asada on why it took 6 months before? I gather you were notified when the public was notified?
Yeah, we notified the public on the day that we found out. So, it's disappointing, right? It's obviously disappointing for Bronson. The process still needs to be finalised, and he's obviously has his rights under the getting his B test, his B sample tested. Asada is an independent organisation. We've written to them and asked to understand the process and the time it's taken. They've responded, and we're satisfied with the response that we received. But obviously, this is a difficult time for Bronson, and we'll wait for the matter to be finalised.
When you say they responded, were there, in terms of the issues for the delay, given that the testing was in November and it's taken such a long time, was it to do, I guess there's a lot been going on in the world and in this country, was there anything specific that they said that caused that delay?
No, it was just really an understanding of the processes that were taking place, but obviously, it's a really sensitive matter, and it's not something we can talk about.
Hey, Andrew, it's Emma Lawrence. It's been a very busy, I guess, first a couple of months for you in the job. And we were there at your very first press conference when some of the players were in trouble. What's been the most challenging part of the role so far?
It's a real privilege to work in sport, and it's an absolute privilege to work in rugby league. I mean, this is unprecedented, right? You couldn't have scripted the situation that we find ourselves in. And I think the biggest challenge is just being prioritizing a number of things that we needed to do to get back on the field. And what do you need in times of a crisis? You need strong leadership, and you need to think entrepreneurially. And I have to give credit to our chairman and the commission. Peter set the ambitious target of getting back on the field on May 28th. And under that uniting goal, you just had a whole bunch of people come together to make it happen. The clubs, the players, our partners, you know, the broadcast partner sponsors. And here we are, you know, we've got the footy back, and we're delighted with the fact that we've got live and scripted sport to look forward to in a couple of hours. Cracking games.
Andrew, your position now is interim CEO, or your title. Does that mean that the end of this year you'll have to put an application in to become CEO, or is the job yours to lose?
That's probably a question for the commission, I guess. There hasn't been a chance to even think about that. It's not occupying any of our time at the moment. Really, we've got so much to do, and the focus is making sure that not only we get the footy back, but that we keep it back, and then importantly how we emerge from this and how we adapt. It's going to be a new, you know, a new world, and we've got lots of work to do to get ready for not just the rest of the season, but next year and beyond. So I don't know what the process will be. That's in the hands of the commission. But whilst I'm in the interim role, I'll be doing all I can to make sure that the game stays healthy and strong.
And we know you're a Manly fan. You revealed that.
You're going so well, Andrew.
What happened?
You're doing such a good job.
I was waiting for this.
How are they going to go tomorrow night and for the rest of the season?
Well, you know, I have to be impartial. I mean, look, I think that Manly are a really gritty team. You know, they've got the Bulldogs, which are another gritty team. That's going to be an interesting game because both teams are obviously really hungry to win, and they sort of, you know, kind of had really good form actually towards the end of last year. So I don't know, but I'll obviously be rooting for Manly, but equally, I just, to be honest, just want the game to happen, and I wanted to make sure that you know, that there's no controversies.
Andrew, we saw the broadcast schedule was released last week. There's a few clubs there that feel a little hardly done by. When you guys go in to negotiate with those big broadcast organisations, do you put forward like a schedule that you would like to see, or do you just allow them, based on who they think are going to rate well, make the call, and you guys are just happy with their, you know, they're making the decisions around which clubs are probably given more opportunities to sell sponsorship and marketing and those sort of things?
Wow, the draw. Okay, how long have we got? Have we got a couple of hours?
Yeah, we got a little while.
I mean, that's the beauty of working in sport. Everyone's so passionate. I mean, the draw is actually quite a technical, a contractual process, and it's changed over time. And it's a mixture of things. Like, it's the process unfolds in a way in which we try and balance competing priorities. So obviously, having big blockbusters is great, but also having teams playing on weekends when it's easier to attend live is great as well. Then we have to think about five-day turnarounds and making sure that there's a balance, home and away stretches. So there's all these like things that go into a melting pot. But actually what happens technically is a contracted process which allows the NRL, Nine and Fox to try and get balance across those competing priorities. This year is a bit different because, you know, you've got 20-round comp and you've got 18 uninterrupted rounds. We haven't had that for a long time. No bars and continuous football with Origin at the end. I don't think there's always going to be like sort of swings and roundabouts in, you know, what is the perfect draw. And I always laugh when people say, oh, they've got a hard run, because it's so unpredictable and teams hit form at different times. But the point being, after 20 rounds, whoever deserves to be in the eight actually deserves to be there, because this is one of the toughest, most uncompromising competitions in the world.
All right, and just before we let you go, is it realistic that punters will be going into games, live crowds in July?
Well, it's good to have an ambitious target, and we'll do all we can to get fans closer to the action. At the moment, there's an opportunity for fans to show their support through our Fans in the Stand initiative, and we are going to continue to work with state governments around how we can be very deliberate around protecting the players, protecting the community, but slowly phase back in fans attending games. And even if it's in small numbers to start, adhering to all the public health orders, and then think about how we can increase that over time. I mean, that's what we're aiming for, but obviously we're very respectful of what's happening around us, and we have to be very careful as well.
All right, Andrew, thank you so much. Well done, apart from the whole Manly thing. But let's not go there.
Come on, Tony.
Lovely to talk to you. All the best. We'll catch up again soon, I'm sure.
Great chatting to you guys. Have a good afternoon.